How many pieces of art are we looking at here anyway? This is called one painting in four elements for one wall. So I guess it's one work of art in pieces. I wonder what would happen if we brought those pieces together. See the biggest striped one at the bottom? Now, look all the way to the top at the corner sticking out into the gallery. What if that top piece slid down slowly till it fit on the side of the big one? Okay! Next, let's try the other bottom piece. That triangle next to the gallery wall. Think about it sliding along the bottom until it hitches up with the other two. Now I guess it's not hard to imagine where the last top piece would go. Down through the middle of this wall, until it meets up with the other three pieces. Hey, all together, they'd make one squarish striped work of art. Now, if we could just haul the whole thing up into the middle of the wall, we'd have a wall with a striped work of art in the center. Whew! But that's not what the artist Daniel Buren wants us to do. He cut up his artwork on purpose, 8 years after he made it. He says that people can put it up in the corners of any wall, even a wall with doors or windows, or a wall with other paintings on it. Even a wall so big that the stripy parts are a long way away from each other. In fact, for years he's put his stripes on places outside museums too. On billboards, subway doors, even clothing.